final step is respond. We don't hear Peter's response, but we know that he did respond affirmatively. Jesus said to him finally, "Follow me." And we know that Peter would go on to become the first pope of our church. He would be known as the Rock. And though he denied Jesus three times, this was now his chance to reaffirm his love for Jesus and to say to him three times, "I love you. I love you. I love you." And to hear Jesus say, "Feed my sheep. Tend my lambs. Feed my lambs. Come and follow me." What is your response? How do you respond to this invitation to Jesus? How do you respond to this challenge of, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted, but when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go? When he says, "Follow me," how do you respond? What did he say to you in the silence? What did he ask of you? What did he speak to you? Take some time now and just respond back to him. It could be with a prayer. It could be with spontaneous dialogue. It could just be speaking from your heart. It could be, "Yes, Lord, I will follow you." But again, be sincere in this and respond out of your free will to his call. And spend some time in journaling.